AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House Judiciary Committee has just voted to proceed with an effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. It comes hours after the White House blocked access to a special counsel's recording of President Biden being interviewed about mishandling classified documents. Committee Chairman Congressman Jim Jordan.
Attorney General Garland's willful refusal to comply with our subpoena constitutes contempt of Congress.
It comes hours after the White House blocked access to a special counsel's recording of President Biden being interviewed about mishandling classified documents. Congressman Adam Schiff is a Democrat.
They want the video for Donald Trump's campaign commercials. That's where this committee has become, the Committee on the Judiciary.
The U.S. Supreme Court is upholding the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It was set up after the financial meltdown of 2008. The agency was being attacked by conservative groups and payday lenders. Former President Donald Trump's in court today in Manhattan, where his former fixer Michael Cohen was being challenged by defense attorneys in the hush money trial.
This trial is a scam and it's a sham and it shouldn't happen.
The Justice Department has made the official move toward reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The U.S. military says it's finished installing that floating pier for the Gaza Strip and says much needed humanitarian aid will soon start flowing through. In Chicago, the pro-Palestinian encampment at DePaul University has been taken down. The Associated Press has learned the death of a teen in Massachusetts who participated in a spicy chip challenge on social media in November was linked to a large quantity of capsaicin from chili pepper extract. But we also learned the boy had a congenital heart defect. This is AP News. A message of cooperation from a summit between the leaders of China and Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his gratitude to China for its efforts to resolve the Ukraine conflict. In the heart of the capital, Beijing, President Putin was greeted by Chinese President Xi Jinping with full military honors. It is there that they held a summit in which Putin thanked Xi for China's peace efforts regarding Ukraine. China last year offered a broad plan for peace outlining general principles for ending the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Topeka, Kansas is marking 70 years since the landmark Brown versus Board of Education case, which struck down segregated schools. Many note, though, the legacy of discrimination still stands in the way of its promise of equality. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.